Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. The federal government has struck a deal with Labor to guarantee the future of the Murray-Darling Basin plan. The Greens were planning to block key changes to the policy in the Senate today, but the opposition has been given assurances there are checks and balances to ensure the river system is sufficiently protected. Water Minister David Littleproud says the consensus will benefit basin communities.
This gives certainty to the 2 million Australians up and down the basin. It gives them the certainty of their livelihoods. It gives them the opportunity to get on with their lives without government being in it.
The assurances include establishing a Northern Basin Commissioner, tightening compliance measures, $40 million in funding to support basin Indigenous communities. It'll also see 450 gigalitres of upwater in the Northern Basin recovered through on-farm efficiencies, while the SDL projects in the Southern Basin that'll generate 605 gigalitres in savings will also go ahead, albeit under increased transparency. A short time ago, I caught up with New South Wales Regional Water Minister Niall Blair.
It looks promising. We want to see what happens with the Senate debate, but this is just reinstating and confirming what we had already agreed to, and the fact that they're willing to reinstate the Northern Basin Review also means that they were wrong for disallowing it in the first place.
The government's put out in their paperwork, there is a lot of talk of what needs to be done and establishing a Northern Basin Commissioner. What do you take away from that?
Look, we've already addressed all of the issues that have been identified in New South Wales. You know, we were open about that. And to be frank, we did that before the debate last time. It's disappointing that we're now in this situation because of the South Australian election. We saw the Greens from South Australia try to blow the plan up. The fact that that hasn't happened and we're back on track is certainly something that is going to be a positive for New South Wales communities.
You were very adamant earlier this year when that vote was disallowed that New South Wales would be walking away from the plan. Is that still the case or are we back on track?
Look, it looks promising. I mean, we said that we would walk away because of the removal of the Northern Basin Review and the fact that the SDL projects were under threat. Both of those are now being reinstated. So that is going to be positive news for our communities in New South Wales. Let's see how the Senate debate goes. I'll need to then talk to my colleagues and we'll make a decision about where New South Wales is placed going forward once we've seen the debate happen in Canberra today.
Funding-wise, there should be a bit of money going the way of improved compliance measures. Obviously, you've led the way with that in New South Wales. Pretty pleasing the Commonwealth's on board as well.
Look, we've had good discussions with Minister Littleproud. I think he's shown real leadership in this space. We have lost 6 months, though, and we also are looking to Canberra for some more assistance when it comes to funding some of the measures here in New South Wales. They've all been part of the conversations, but looks like Minister Littleproud has done a pretty good job getting everyone around the table and seeing if this thing can be revived.
And in relation to the SDL projects, obviously there were a few fears and concerns and still is in a lot of communities about those water savings and whether they will be taking water out of the basin. What is your message to those communities as far as those projects go?
Look, the clear message is the SDL projects are much better than the alternative. If we can recover that water through efficiencies and infrastructure projects, that's better than just coming in and buying that water out and it cannot be used at all. So that's what we're saying. We want to see water being saved through projects, not through buybacks. And that's why this SDL package is so important.
New South Wales Regional Water Minister Niall Blair there. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Tuesday. Don't forget, if you'd ever like to get in touch with me, you can send me through an email, the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. I hope you have a great afternoon.